belong to a church around here?
Yeah, I was at Baptist. I was clerk of a little church right up the road there 44 years, and I finally had to leave it. I left it. Got dictator in there ruling and everything, and I ain't all, that ain't right. Nobody ought to have a say-so.
Oh, what you mean? The preacher was?
No, I was one of the deacons.
Mm.
His wife separated, messed around, got a divorce, and he married again, and got everything all messed up.
Mm.
You know, a man to be a deacon or a preacher in a Baptist church, or even in the other church, he's just supposed to be a husband of one wife.
I see.
Not given to strong drink, and given to hospitality and so on.
Yes, sir.
I'm a deacon to a Baptist church down at Wamakill now, about 17 miles from here.
You have to go a ways to go to church then, don't
you? Well, I don't have to. They got one of the biggest churches right between here and the store down there, and Fort Hall down there, but it's Holiness. It's Holiness churches, and I'm Baptist.
What's the difference between Holiness and Baptist? You ever been
well, these Holiness people claim that they live above sin.
How they manage that?
Well, don't manage it, but then that's their claim.
Yeah.
And we don't claim that. You ever have been one fellow here above sin, out of Jesus.
Yes. Have you ever been to one of their services or anything?
Oh, yeah. They invite me. I go down there. I've been down there to the church. That boys around here, down there, as leaders of that church now, they used to work with me when I was in the timber business. Man of the boys, and several of them around here. We nodded out, so told, because they believe something else.
Is the service any much different from what's done in Baptist?
Well, when in the Baptist church, they call on a certain one to pray. If the preacher or whoever prays, the preacher has to call on someone. He's the one that does the praying. Everybody else is quiet. Well, that bunch, they all pray together. They just get to riding and they just pop their hands and cut up till you can't tell what'll be next.
I see.
All of them hollering, you know. And we believe in decency.
Mm.
The Bible says do in decency, you know.
Yes, sir.
And you can get things out of decent by getting cutting up.
Sounds like they get a little too excited about it.
Yeah. And they... When I moved here in this little old shack, one of them was just a shack here. 11th day of December 1920, Wash Daddy lived right down through yonder about 2.5 miles. We'd go down through here through the swamp, walk a foot log across the street. My daddy lived back up this way. We'd go down there and spend the weekend, and the door facing on the outside and just a chain, string wrapped around the knee, right as a lock.
Yes.
Well, now you can't lay down nothing. What if somebody ready to pick it up?
Hmm.
You got to watch everything. Houses we go into and everything else.
You mean, do you have trouble around here with people breaking in? Or?
Well, there hasn't been no breaking in no houses or nothing, but right around here. But they pick up things, and when things went out of the house here, even since I've been left here by myself.
Is that right?
Things went out of here.
Hmm.
People come in, you know. First thing I know, when I go look for something, it ain't there.
Hmm. Did you ever have any help or hired people?
No. I would like to have a housekeeper or something like that, but I can't pay the price. I was down at my sister-in-law's on Saturday, and they was talking about somebody hiring a nigger woman down there to keep house for an old lady down there. I was paying her $25 a day, and she quit for more money. And they'd sold some timber, and they had a pretty good batch of money. And they raised it to $30 a day to get her to stay home and wait on their mother.